On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Fine. Rainy days, Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me what.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me what.
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Yeah, it's Monday, and when it's Monday, we're joined by Victoria herself, Tori Lagarde.
Monday, the best day of the week. Let's all be serious right now.
Well, it's the beginning of something.
You know, I like weekdays better than weekends, because things are open. And weekends, the doctor's offices are closed, the banks are closed. I mean, commerce stops.
Yeah, you're right. You can't go shopping. Well, you can go shopping.
Sunday, post office is closed. I mean, so things busy. And things are business. Yeah. Business-oriented in this world is Monday through Friday. Yeah, we have the internet, but I'd like to go do things in person, don't you? Or make phone calls so people can answer.
You know what's so funny, Tori? It's that our society is so wrapped up in hating to work when you work for somebody else, usually.
Oh, working for the weekend.
Yeah, Monday, the connotation of Monday is, oh, God,
I got to go back to my Monday. Right. It's all like a joke now.
Yeah, and then you have Tuesday, and that's just, and then Taco Tuesday.
Hump Day, Wednesday. Thirsty Thursday.
It's ridiculous.
Or Throwback Thursday. Flashback Friday. I can do them both days.
We have to make names for these things.
We do.
It's so stupid. Hump Day
is because people are drunk. Everyone's drunk.
Hump Day is the stupidest of all. I mean, like, now we got to break it down
halfway through.
Come on.
And I told you what they do
the
in Florida.
Pitiful life.
Wednesdays in Florida. This is a tradition for a long time.
What is that?
Because it's hot down there. And it might be the whole South, but it's definitely Florida.
It is hot.
There's a half day of school on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday.
Get out.
Totally true.
I don't believe
it's true. And you know what? That is a harken back to the days when there was no electricity, air conditioning, perhaps.
Right.
And things got really hot. So businesses let out at around noontime. So if businesses were letting out, school was letting out.
I don't know.
And they carried that over.
This.
Businesses don't close at noon on Wednesday, but schools still do. Every Wednesday, Central Florida, dude. I lived there for almost a decade.
Wow.
They did that.
What a wuss.
It's true. I don't know. They don't do it up here because it doesn't. The temperature thing is different in the north.
So that's the reason they do it. It's a temperature thing.
From way back when there was, years ago, AC was lacking.
But now they have AC all over Florida.
But it's a tradition. You know how the South is about
tradition.
Which else you rise again in their Confederate flags. You know, I was just down there a couple of weeks ago, and these Confederate flags, they're still flying.
I know.
They're flying in the yards and everything.
I know.
License plates, it's a shame. It's a shameful thing, you people, doing that thing with the flag. It ain't American.
Well, stop with your Israeli accent.
I know, it's awful.
My God, I did not know that they shut down the schools in the afternoon on Wednesdays in Florida on Hump Day, my national holiday.
Well, just a half day. They don't shut them down. Kids get out early.
One hump?
I don't know. Okay, kids get out early.
Fine.
Whatever.
That's stupid.
I'm over it. I don't
Well, they
there.
Shut it down. They let them home. What did the parents do? Did they say to their employers, it's Wednesday, I have to go home for my kid because it's hot in the schools.
I don't know.
Even though they have air conditioning.
I was a stay-at-home mom, so I had no problem. I was just there.
You didn't even go out in the backyard?
You know, it was hot there in Florida. Let me just tell you that. You want to, if you live in Florida, excuse me, live on a coast if you can. Get some breeze going on.
Live on the coast while you can until it's flooded.
You want to be inland. You want to live in Ocala. Dude, let me just clue you. That's a little north. It's not so bad, but it's hot. I'm talking Orlando. Forget about it. You're dreaming. You got Disney. What else? You're going to sweat to death. Dum-dums. Even your theme parks. Suffocate.
God.
Go for a vacation and leave. Don't live there. Trust me. I've done it.
Yeah. Are you on Red Bull today?
Every day.
Really? You're flying today. What the hell?
It's called... God. It's hyperspeech, dude. It's part of my condition.
Wow.
I don't know.
God.
I don't know. I've only had coffee.
You got to have some alcohol with your Red Bull.
I think so.
Make it cancel each
other out. What do you call it? Jager bombs.
Oh, I can't do those.
I did one. My whole life, I've only done one. It was delicious.
I mean, I love to drink and I tolerate rather well, but that Jager crap,
it's licorice. It tastes like licorice.
I can't do it. I can't do it. All of a sudden, my body says, we're not going to keep this inside.
I know. It's really 2X, bad. It's no waiting. But you know.
Right, exactly. It comes out of my eyes, it's so bad.
Geez, no.
All right. Speaking of Florida, which I think you were.
Yes.
I'm going to use that as a segue, if I may.
Oh, boy. What happened today? I mean, what time is it now?
There was recently a law passed in Florida, which we were talking about, that lovely penis-shaped state.
Oh, yeah.
Florida teachers can now legally carry handguns. In the classrooms.
Oh, stop this.
In the classrooms.
See, that's the South. Perfect example. There's the South for you. Florida is the South, people. Let's forget it's a tourist trap. It's still the South.
Yeah.
People talk like this if you go in the deep parts.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not just that teachers can carry guns. It's that they can bring them into the classrooms.
Yeah.
With the children.
Dude, a good guy with a gun can stop a child with a gun.
You know, Tori, that's why I'm split.
Oh, you're split.
You looked a little thin. My pants.
Right.
Here's the deal. With all the horrible shootings that they've had in Florida, it might stop it. It might, to any person who might go into a school saying,
I could get shot. They wear bulletproof vests, dude. My dad used to say one thing.
Why can't they shoot him in the face?
It's not this easy. You know what? That's why cops I've spoken to say, people say, why do you jump to shoot someone first when you can tase them? You can do this, can do that.
Right.
Well, I've gotten some answers, some feedback from actual police officers, very nice men and women. It's in the heat of the moment, there's no time to just aim precisely and do all these things. So you just have to shoot and hope that they're going to drop and not kill you.
Well, if there's a standoff, then you have time.
Perhaps, yes. But in these conditions, my dad used to say, they just shouldn't keep track necessarily of who buys guns. It's who buys bulletproof armor. That's what you want to keep track of. Because those people are definitely up to no damn good. Okay? So why isn't there a registry for that? You're welcome, America.
Do we know for a fact, see, I have not heard reports on this, those that go into the schools, damn them, do they wear bulletproof vests?
A lot of them do. Look it up.
But
they're prepared.
A lot of them and is different than some do.
Okay.
Because that makes a very big difference.
Sure.
So, The other thing is that, and I've heard from police officers, not personally, but I've read their stuff, that tasers don't work on everybody. As a matter of fact, the percentage is quite low.
There's videos on YouTube.
If you're strung out on some type of drug, you're literally impervious.
Correct. Some kind of drugs can make you, right. I've maced someone once, no names. It doesn't work. Exactly. Necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it won't always.
Yeah.
And then it's worse if it doesn't work, because then it just makes the person angry.
It did. I was pissed when you did that.
You know, you're over it. You almost over it?
No. Yeah, I am.
I like to say that. I'm almost over it. When someone says get, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I'm a Christian. It's fine.
It's fine. Are you? Today?
Yeah.
That's good.
But I found that was an interesting story, and I was split because in one sense, guns should not be around children, but at the same time, it may indeed ward off. I mean, crazy people do it anyway.
Correct,
and a lot of them walk in saying this is a suicide mission.
Sure.
So I get it. But they can't take out a lot of people if there are that many armed teachers. So I don't really know.
Well, when
know.
The first mishap happens, watch it tumble down, spiral down. I don't know, perhaps.
Yeah.
But,
well, the problem is if you are that teacher that is carrying and one little mistake is made and you shoot the wrong person, you're in jail the rest of your life.
And what if you save lives? Then you're a hero.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Yin-yang.
Yeah, yin-yang. Yin-yang. Remember him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But my son, who lives in Florida, told me something very interesting about Florida.
Why'd you say it like that?
You know, that's what everyone does. I thought, I didn't make that up, by the way.
I like that.
Do you like that? Right. Feel free to use it.
Okay.
The media in Florida, the police, the media, whatever it is, they all get the word out quickly. There's some kind of law or whatever it is where the media can get this information like that.
Yeah.
So you're hearing about all this stuff in real time, almost. So it looks like Florida's really awful. And it is. Let's not make that mistake. But you know what? Other states are bad, too. California, Texas. I'm sure there's all kinds of crap going on there. As fast because of the media connections. That's according to my son in the Air Force.
I'll hear about the next day. That's good enough.
But real time is like, it's happening.
Oh, I see.
There's some connection with the media report, getting these reports, and they by law, Florida.
No, well, also 24-hour news stations have cameras all over the damn place, and they are, no, it's, I don't know. Maybe at one point that was true.
No, Florida's different with all kinds of laws. Income laws.
Really?
Mugshots. You can put the mugshots online. Massachusetts, you can't do that. So I've seen mugshots from people in Florida all day long with their name and what they've done and everything else. So other states, they have laws about that. Florida's very lax with lots of things. You know, Donald Trump, tax evasion, whatever. Have some, you know, property in Florida. Have some holdings in Florida. Mm. There's all kinds of different weird stuff going on there. Visit and get out. That's all I can tell you.
I want to see if I can get through the show without talking about Trump. So help me out.
We do that. We're doing well lately.
Yeah, we really are.
I don't know about you.
I have never been more pissed at him.
Right? This always happens.
And his kiss-ass attorney general.
Oh, sure.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
I mean, my view of the structure of this country under this administration is very, very dismal.
It's the awful. Matrix. It's almost awful. Like it's not real. It can't be operating this way.
It's a movie. Get away with it.
It's a movie. No one would believe this movie, too.
I don't understand it. Anyway, let's move on, shall we?
I'm moving.
On?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, can I say this real quick?
Sure.
Because I only have a couple things.
No, go on. This is going to be a short show.
Short show?
Yeah.
Short show. Well, anyway, relatives. You know how relatives, you have problems with them?
Sure.
And sometimes they don't like you?
Certainly.
Not me, of course.
No.
All my relatives love me.
In other cases, right.
All I can say is, I hope you don't ever need a kidney.
Ouch.
Yep.
Tori. Bam.
Yep. Mic drop.
Wow.
Don't really drop it, though.
Well, I hope they don't either.
You know, think about that, people. Think about it. You know what?
That's awful.
Isn't it awful? I'm going to be awful. I'm awful. I don't care.
What if they go through either. Their life? You know, not everybody, I don't know if you know this, but not everybody in their lives requires another kidney.
Right.
But you don't know if it could happen.
Hey, we're blood relatives.
So
it could be a match.
So what you're saying is you're throwing away your insurance
don't
policy.
Don't call me.
Yeah.
People. And you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. I mean, I'm just maybe making
they
up
don't.
Stuff.
Maybe they haven't been through that ancestry.
I think their livers are in
thing.
More trouble anyway, but that's another story. That's fine.
No question about that.
I know. Well,
no question about that.
Yes.
But you can get one of those from the butcher.
They regrow. Dude, you cut off a piece and it regrows.
The liver?
It regenerates.
That's
livers
nice.
Are weird.
It's nice. It's good stuff.
Kidneys, you only get two. They don't regrow.
Well, you only need really one.
You don't need one, but I'm already not that well.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could live with one.
Well, then,
be challenging.
Well, then your whole theory sucks because no one's going to want your kidneys.
Yeah. You'll see how badly they want my kidneys.
I don't know if they're... I guess if there's a choice between no kidney and a diseased kidney for
I'm
Tori,
not diseased,
I guess. Well,
but I mean,
you're saying it's not well.
I'm not well. That's all. I don't know about my organs. They're just there. They serve a purpose. I don't question them.
I remember the episodes on Seinfeld when Seinfeld lost blood and Kramer gave his blood and right. Seinfeld didn't know until he woke up in the hospital room and he freaked out.
Yeah.
And I would feel that way too. I wouldn't want somebody else's blood in me.
Dude.
I know that if you really need blood and you need a transfusion, you are thankful for getting it.
Right.
But I would want to know the history of the person's blood that I'm getting.
I'm sure it's getting better over time. Years ago, they used to have tainted blood, but now I think they screen it in a
Wasn't
better
that a
way.
Song? Wasn't that a song?
Yeah, tainted blood.
Yeah.
Soft cell.
Right.
Make cell make sense?
Soft
cell, blood.
Soft, right.
It's all connected.
Soft cell.
Just a mind F. Now, but I'm O negative. So that is called universal blood.
Oh.
I can only get O negative, which is good because that's what they give people if they can't type them quick enough.
Because
that blood is accepted by everybody. Someone that's O positive, A, B, negative, positive, all that, they can get two kinds of blood, their kind and O negative. But I can't, I don't
weigh enough. Did you go to school for that?
No. It's
how do you know all this?
Well.
It's a lot to learn.
Is it?
Well, you, if you're O negative, then you're good for A and B.
No, if you're O negative, you're good for only O negative.
What if you're A?
You can get A, B, and O negative.
Now, is there an A minus if you're not trying that hard?
Yeah, don't try that hard. Get an
so
F.
There's A, there's B, there's AB.
And then there's O.
And then there's O.
And there's negatives and positives.
Of both.
Of both.
But then they have to match.
Correct.
In an equation.
And to make you survive.
This is algebra.
It is algebra 101. And plus, I don't give enough. I don't weigh enough to give blood.
Right. I don't give
so
enough.
So stop asking me to give blood and making me feel guilty, dude. Some people can't give blood. If you've ever had hepatitis, no, if you don't weigh 110 pounds, stop guilting people into giving blood if you don't know their personal history. I'm so angry about that.
I know. Well, they should know the personal
history. If you can. If you can't, leave them alone.
They have ancestry.com. Can't they check the DNA of the people very quickly of the people who give blood? Shouldn't you be able to spit into a cup?
No, that's not the same thing. Oh, okay. To test your blood if it's like
but
infected.
I don't want the DNA blood of somebody who is bad.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
He's like Archie Bunker. Remember that episode too?
Mm-hmm.
When he got the black blood?
No, I don't remember. I didn't watch that show that
much.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
I found that show to be very offensive.
It had to be. Norman Lear was a genius. Listen, no, he was ahead of his time.
People say that like yourself.
People believe Archie Bunker was real. That's what's scary. Harold O'Connor was the
people
was a
voted
liberal.
For
he
Trump.
Was the nicest
that's what's
guy.
Scary.
Right. That's okay, that you're right. We brought him up again. Oh, you did.
Well, I'm just making a comparison. I'm not going to make.
I know.
Subject.
He was a cartoon character. Archie Bunker.
Oh, that's Trump was.
Right. That too. That too.
He was a cartoon character, whatever. But he offended me. He offended me, and I know that you have to make things so absurd. It wasn't absurd.
He's trying to make a point.
Because it was real.
Right.
It wasn't absurd.
People think like Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
To this day.
That to me was not funny in any way, shape, or form.
But
I
they were trying
find
to
it humorous.
Well, okay.
They were trying to show just how absurd those people are. But in doing so, you've shown me how absurd those people are.
Right.
So it didn't make me feel good. And then the one guy that was on the other side, the Rob Reiner character, he was a meathead. I mean, it showed the futility.
Michael Stivic, I think, was it his name?
Yes, yeah. It showed the futility of that type of mindset that Bunker had, and it only
they
made
had to
me
balance
sadder.
It
only
well,
made me sadder.
Yeah, I guess. I just
Ron,
you know,
don't be happy. There are people on this planet who really suck and will ruin your life.
Well, you know, I was 12 watching that show, so it's different. I was more like in middle school, and it was funny.
I don't understand what you're laughing.
Because you sound like you were older and you were like absorbed it. I was just like laughing at the jokes.
No,
I didn't break it down.
Tori, I absorbed stuff when I was a fetus.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I see. All right. I
was absorbing a lot of things.
But no DNA, no bad DNA.
Not for me.
No.
Yeah. So, I'm not into that.
So what do you think of my hair? I just want to ask you. No, not that anyone can see it, but.
What's different about it?
Okay. All right. Let me just say this about that. I got a weird haircut about a month ago.
Oh.
And
I've seen you within the month.
Yeah. So it's nice to keep.
Anything.
You're very tactful and diplomatic and not saying anything. And I appreciate that.
No, I'd notice anything. Seriously, I really didn't.
Maybe it wasn't
bad. You know
bad.
Why? Because half the time I see you, you have headsets on.
I know,
maybe
I have headset
that's
on.
Part of it.
All right. Well, I was doing.
What is
I was
it?
Doing this.
Could you explain what you're doing? Because it's a radio show.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I look like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. And my daughter noticed it, and she said something. But I'd been walking around for a month like that.
Are you talking about the
my
hair?
My bangs.
Your bangs.
Right.
Okay.
And I've been trying to do a different look, and I had to show people on my phone what I was going for. And it was going to take some time, but it was starting the early stages. And I finally gave up because my daughter, you know, she leveled with me. And I'm just wondering why certain people don't level with me instead of going, you look wonderful. You look great. I don't want to hear that if
don't
I don't.
You don't want to hear that. Okay.
Not if I don't. Listen, if I have something in my teeth, remember we went over this? Tell me. I don't like people that just, like the emperor has no clothes stuff. They said, oh, the emperor looks wonderful. The emperor looks wonderful. Stop it. Tell me the truth.
I'm gonna school you.
School me, man.
Okay, man. Here's a school thing.
Right.
I know you want the truth, and I
know. I can handle it.
From that famous movie. I understand that. I get that. What was the movie
again? No, was that Jack Nicholson? He said you can't handle the
Top
truth.
Gun? Was it Top Gun?
It was A Few Good Men.
Oh, that's right, yes. I know you can because you're a very transparent person.
Right.
But the people who might say that to you are not placating you. They are really they're concerned about your feelings. So,
my self-esteem.
No, not your self-esteem. Okay. No, not at all.
My feelings?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Because people who like somebody don't want to hurt them in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
So they're not doing out of maliciousness or fear.
Right, okay.
They're doing it out of she's so nice.
All right. So am I honest or am I abrasive? You can't label it.
Honest.
When I try to be honest, people say I'm abrasive, I'm rude, all these things. Why can't I just say what I feel and deal with it? I'm not, it's no racial slurs. I'm no hate crimes.
Right.
But if I say something honest, dude, you smell like, you've been in a barn. Fix it.
So when you say it to somebody, then you're saying that they should accept it.
Yeah.
And you never have an inkling to look at somebody and say, I'm really going to hurt their feelings if I tell them the truth. You don't.
Oh yeah, I do that. Okay. I don't hurt their feelings.
Well, there you go. Oh, you don't, but I don't.
There's a person I know. No names.
Can you genders. Can you be honest in a way that doesn't hurt the person's feelings?
Yes.
And there how is do you a do way. That? Do you want to do a theater thing? Let's do a theater.
Okay. All right. There's a person I know. No names. Right. No genders.
Okay.
They, and I should be saying he or she. Mm-hmm. I know I'm doing it incorrectly,
okay, good.
But for grammar purposes.
That's fine.
They smell like a permanent hair solution.
Okay, sounds horrible.
That's
a rotten egg kind of smell. Sulfur?
Well, it's sulfurish.
Yes,
vinegar.
Yeah,
vinegar.
Smell. Horrible smell.
And I don't hang out with this person. All right, it's a woman. Mm-hmm. I have to. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Women get perms.
Men wouldn't do it.
No. Women get perms.
A lot of salad and
exactly. Right. That's a whole other issue. Gotcha. Garlic. Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, don't get me started.
We've had boyfriend talks about stuff. Yeah.
I cannot.
And so she has that awful, nicest person
Got
in the world.
It.
Nicest.
Yeah, right.
Bit of a mental thing going on.
Yeah.
That's okay. I can deal.
People like that.
I do too. So, but that's half of it. It's okay. the constant talk.
Yep.
Can't get a word.
Okay.
Yep. And but the other thing is the smell.
Yep.
So I'm two of my senses are already being
Correct.
Ears and nose
Correct.
Are already being like
right.
you know.
So how do you? Tactfully and lovingly.
No hugs, please. I can't hug.
No, okay.
She wants to hug goodbye.
No,
and I'm
no,
like,
no,
oh
no,
my God,
no,
I'm going to flip
no,
out
okay.
right now.
Okay. But now she is smelling offensive. And you need to tell her that as a friend.
Right.
But how do you do that without hurting her feelings?
It's impossible because she's already fragile, mentally
okay.
fragile.
Okay.
So this is why it's slippery
right.
slope there.
So we're not doing theater here.
Well,
so you actually can't do that.
I don't know. I mean... I don't know.
Mm,
when someone's mentally
that's
fine,
pretty, yeah.
I mean, it's much
I know,
easier. Because then they handle things in an adult fanner,
yeah.
manner. Fanner?
Fanner.
Fashion.
Fanner. Fashion.
Manner.
It's
no, a
you
fanner.
Did the same. You combined them and I understood what you said. That's the problem. Fanner is in the dictionary now.
I do this all the time.
Right.
It's my daughter makes fun of me constantly at home.
You did it. You started it. You said fanner.
You've said some shit too, man. Don't even get me started. I'm going to make a blooper reel out
don't
of you.
Do it. Try. I'll come back with the fanner. How do you, so what would one say tactfully to this lady? Let me tell you what I might say, and you can tell me that, Ron, that won't work with
okay,
her.
Okay.
All right. I would say, I have to tell you something. Did you do something to your hair? There's like a chemical smell coming out of it.
Right.
But I love your hair. But there's like a smell coming out of it. I thought I'd tell you that. But that's as a friend.
Okay, I like that.
I don't know.
That'll work.
That might still break them down. I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But that would be the most tactful way I could do it. Would I actually say it? I don't know if I have the balls.
You don't, but that's okay.
Oh, you said that awfully quick.
Ron, transparent? Who said I'm transparent? You know I am. I got to call it like it is. And I appreciate people that do that. I really do. As rough as it can be to be around them, I get it.
Okay.
A guy I work with.
Yeah.
He's like, can you do me a favor and shut that music off?
Yeah.
And I was listening to.
Yeah.
Oh, he's bringing me down. It was Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He's doing the low song. So I said, Frank's not on his game today. We'll change it up. Put some Elvis on.
Game today.
Right. He laughed too. But then I said, so I put Elvis on and he was fine. But I like how he's very...
Yeah.
That's how it is, and there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
He doesn't tiptoe.
Mm.
And, that's a way to be.
Are we talking about Sinatra?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway. No, the guy I work with.
Oh, all right, fine. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Wow, that was heavy.
That had to do with my hair and people and stuff.
Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, and I'm looking at your hair. I fixed it now.
My daughter said to me this morning, Mom, your hair looks really nice. I say, oh, yeah, gee, I wonder why.
I see.
We were both, she was sending me Frankenstein GIFs back and forth and Dumb and Dumber and whatever those other ones were.
Perhaps it's not other people's business what your hair looks like.
It's never, but whatever.
So why would someone say that? Unless you said to them, hey, I want you to be honest with me about your hair. And if you did that, then you're opening the door and that's fine.
I opened the barn door.
But you don't expect someone to come up to you and go, whoa, Tara.
No, but listen. For the last few weeks, I have been noticing some stares, and it all makes sense now.
I see.
You know.
I got you.
No one's like, I used to get all these compliments in my hair on all the time. Mm-hmm. And then they just quiet it down. People like look at me with side eye. And I'm like, side eye? No, really?
Wow. That's a little obvious when you do that with the eyes.
Yeah. But some people, they still love the color. I still get compliments on the color. Yeah. But this is...
All right.
I'm going to change it up. I'm going to do a Scarlett Johansson, ScarJo look. That's fine.
Do you remember the photo that is on the website of you doing the show?
Yes, I do.
Do you find that to be accurate as to where you are right now?
Never, but I love it.
All right.
It's not even close to me right now, but I love that picture. Okay. That was when my hair was first stripped down.
Okay.
They took all the color out and made it white.
So do you want to go back to that?
No.
Oh, why?
It was not realistic because they had just stripped the color, and that's not a color. It's white.
How real do we have to be?
It's up to each person.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for me, I thought I looked great, but I've evolved, and I want to look great in a different way. Is that okay?
No.
I know. I looked pretty smoking, I must say, with that hair. Okay? But, I mean, I cut it off and deal with it now.
Okay.
Although my boyfriend likes to say, I feel like I'm dating a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? And my hair
look. Boyfriend.
You know what I meant by my hair. He says it in a loving way. I know what he means. He goes, you know, it's your hair. You can do what you want.
I'm going to applaud him because he is transparent. And that's just what you said you were looking for.
And he's listening.
Tell me where it's at. You know, I'd be nasty about it, but tell me where it's at. Nicely done, sir.
Nicely done, boyfriend. And he'd like that my hair was a little longer. Of course, like every man. Hello, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a short, petite person. Short hair can work on me. I've got the bone structure. I'm doing it for now. It's the summertime
coming.
Let me tell you something.
You're not that short and you're not that petite.
Oh, well, okay.
Apparently you don't go out much because...
I'm a shut-in.
They're shorter and petiter.
Yeah, they call dwarves or little people.
No.
Or
not
what is
that,
it?
Not that show. Not that...
Vern Troyer?
No, they're...
Did he die?
Little Women.
He died, didn't he? Vern Troyer, Mini-Me. Did he die?
No. You know who died? That 7-foot tall guy who played...
Chewbacca. Peter Mayhew. I heard that. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
Whoa. Yeah. I didn't know that he was actually... I thought it might be Stiltonside
74.
Or something.
He was only 74.
Yeah, I know.
He died in the States. He moved here, I guess.
Yeah.
He was from England.
Yeah.
British fellow, you know, talking about
I don't know
this.
If he had medical problems or not.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, really. We all have those.
Yes, we
do. But they still want my kidneys.
Yes,
I'm sure
we do.
I'm sure of it.
I the show I did on Friday was about getting older and how,
Yeah.
And
it's not fun.
And I warned the young kids, and I was guilty of it. When I was doing comedy when I was younger, I'd say old lady and old man.
Oh, sure.
And then whenever you do that, that comes back at you because if you're lucky to live that long, that's where we're all going.
I know.
So, like, shut up.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, yeah, you know, my body's going the other way. I said I had 3 brain cells left.
Oh, no.
And I've named them because only 3.
That's so depressing.
Well, you know.
You know you have billions of brain cells. We've talked about this.
I did. I'm down to 3.
Well, what happens is when you drink alcohol, you kill them. That's why, you know, you get that feeling. And they do not regenerate.
You know what,
the thing,
Tori,
is you have so many, it doesn't matter.
No, you know what, Tori? They do. I spoke to...
Oh, no. You're getting fake news again, dude.
No, I spoke to a brain expert who wrote a book on brain, and they said, yes, that is a misnomer.
Really?
That brain cells die, perhaps, he said, but brain cells are also regenerated.
No way.
You can grow brain cells... in certain ways, they have found that they do regenerate. The dead ones don't regenerate, but brain cells can be created as even when you're older.
Maybe with HGH.
So,
maybe with some kind of medications.
I don't know, man.
I don't know on their own.
But I thought, well, this is good news.
I guess. Keep drinking then, I guess.
Because I had one of those abacus things that was counting them down.
Oh, no.
Counting them down. I was down to three.
Oh, dear.
It was like my animal was going extinct.
Oh, no.
Yes, but I think I'm going to be all right.
I don't notice any difference in you. You seem right on the ball, as always. You don't think you're on the ball as much?
Are you being serious?
Yes. How are you stupider?
No, not stupid.
Well, what are brain cells for then if they're not to keep you smart?
No, brain cells are to keep you remembering you have them.
Oh. So that's Alzheimer's, right? When you start losing shit in your head?
I would assume.
Okay.
I would assume that the brain cells must be somewhat damaged if you can't remember. I think you don't remember things that happened recently, but you remember things in the past.
Yeah, that's very typical, boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's that. When you have to repeat stuff.
I think one always has to say, let's think back to when I was like a young adult. Did I lose my keys? Did I forget things? Yes, I did.
People are still doing it. And so, I say, I'm doing that now, so forget it.
But
you're going to do it
forever. When you get older and you forget whether you lock the door or turn the oven off. No, you did that when you were 22. So, like, don't go crazy about it.
Yeah, I got annoyed at my boyfriend the other day. Not annoyed, but probably annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Want to talk about this?
He comes in because he knows. Okay, he came in, we went into a store together, and then he said, oh, I don't know if I locked my car. And then he went back out.
It's very typical.
Happens here and there, and you know.
Very typical.
Is it? But I guess it's okay.
Well, it's very okay.
I guess. I just don't want to,
You don't do that? You don't, like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess, but I don't have a car, so how would I know?
All right, we'll get one and you'll see. It's very normal.
It's too expensive. The insurance for me, forget it. I priced it. It's out of sight.
Do you ever walk through your house, your bedroom, and say, where did I put this? I had it like 5 minutes ago. Well, it doesn't
because we have gnomes and they steal things. I already know that.
Oh, that's the reason. I see.
There is a mischievous spirit in my house.
They're stealing brain cells then.
No, there's a I can't talk about it because nobody believes me. There's a mischievous
you told me.
Spirit in my house.
You told me that.
And there's two in the last 3 years, there's been two specific things. And one was just a week ago.
Ghosts.
One was over a year ago.
Ghosts.
I don't know what it is, Ron, and I'm not going to talk about it because people think you're crazy. And but if I had incidents all the time, maybe. But there's been two specific incidents that we have no explanation for in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, things have physically moved, and no one's been around or possible for it. And it's been within like not a day or two, and you think you forgot. No, it's within a short span of time. Wait, I put that there, and now it's right over there. When I specifically had I had a reason for putting it there. It's moved.
That's weird.
You tell me, and I'm not even that afraid of it. So there's a ghost around. Maybe it's James. You know, I mean, I'm okay.
I don't know.
I'm not being hurt.
I don't know.
I think it's kind of funny sometimes.
It's interesting.
No, that's okay.
I think it's refreshing.
Is it?
Because if that is the case, then I think that's it opens up a
it's
whole
playful,
new.
Sure.
No,
it's not hurting
that.
Anyone.
No, it opens up a whole new.
Oh, it's
new
open
possibility. I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely, energy does
it
not die.
Questions.
Einstein said energy does not die.
But it does.
Oh, Ron, stop.
I'm going to use the battery example again.
Oh, we have been over this.
And what was your response?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Ron, when I'm walking down the hall, my house is kind of big.
I understand.
When I get from one end to the other end, I've already forgotten why I walked down to that end of the house. So I have a solution for that. I've been doing it for maybe 12 years now. And it's
What's
working.
That?
It
yeah.
works. Mm-hmm. It's silly, but it works.
Okay.
As I'm walking down the hall, the whole way I say... toothbrush, 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 because then I know I'm there for my toothbrush or whatever reason I want it. And it's silly if anyone would hear me, but I have to say it out loud because if I'm quiet, my brain is working, operating on different levels.
Got it. But.
But.
That's within a very short period of time.
Scarier then. It's scarier.
No,
if it's
not,
a short period of time.
Because there's just so much stuff going on
exactly.
in your mind. Here's my biggest problem. In what I do, I go to a lot of cocktail mixers, and I don't think it's
Aren't
the cocktails.
Aren't you fancy? Look at you with your mixes. What year is this, 1970?
You know me. I go to these
cocktail.
Places.
Who says cocktail anymore? You're so fancy. I just love that. My parents talk that way. Go on.
I like the word cocktail.
I know. It's so retro.
Cocktail is a martini glass with something in it.
Don't say that word.
I love it.
Go ahead.
All right. I go to...
Mixers. Ooh.
Oh, that's
do you throw keys in a bowl? What are we talking?
That's a millennial.
All right, say cocktail, whatever. Right. Do you.
Okay. This is me.
Okay.
All right. So I go to these things and I'm introduced to people and I don't like the name tags because they leave the adhesive on the clothing. It's not to be
done. Tacky. Yeah.
But people introduce themselves. Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm with Global Economics. And how are you?
Oh, these are business functions.
Usually. Okay. They're people I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And they're introducing themselves, and their names are clearly said to me.
Right.
And I tell them my name. And I walk around, and 5 minutes later, right. I'll bump into them again, and I go, hi, oh my God, I have no idea.
I know.
I have no idea what your name is or where you work, but
that.
You look real familiar.
I know, I hate that.
And for a while, I used that thing, and I started rhyming. Like, if her name was Mary, I would say, well, she looks really happy around Christmas.
She looks
Christmas.
Really hairy.
Yeah,
Mary.
Something, you know, like Merry Christmas.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
yeah,
then
yeah.
I'd bump into her later and go, Esther?
No.
Easter? No,
oh,
I don't
no.
remember. I knew it was a holiday.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Oh, Father? well, yeah, I see that.
It's that bad.
It can
it's
be.
It's that bad.
Well, I sometimes, you know what I do is I text someone.
Mm-hmm.
What was their name again? And then they look at their, don't look up, just tell me. And then they text it back.
Oh, cheating.
You got to cheat.
That's a real cheat.
So what? Do you want to embarrass yourself or them or everyone?
I'm not all that embarrassed. I mean,
awkward
it's just,
moments.
I am more concerned about me than I am about the fact that I forgot their name. I'm concerned that I forgot their name.
I know.
Not
it's a
for
thing.
Any other reason.
It's a thing. It's fine.
You don't have to use somebody's name when you have conversation. I don't think I've ever said, well, Tori, I don't think
yeah,
I've ever
do,
done that.
Yeah, you do on this show. Torrance. Yeah. But that's fine. It's different.
Not a lot.
It's for effect.
Not a lot.
But you know who I am. It's
effect.
Ridiculous. It you know who
is,
I am
right,
by now.
Right.
Or there would be serious problems.
But I don't think when you have a conversation with somebody, you throw their name into a constantly.
Well, when you say
don't.
Goodbye to them, you say, it's nice meeting you, Ron. People say
no,
that to
you
me.
You don't have to
Listen,
say that.
You don't
you
have
just
to.
Say
but
it's
I,
nice meeting you. And
I,
it's
but
over.
Then you know they forgot your name.
No, you
I know.
Don't.
But if they don't use my name, they forgot.
Not if you're
simple,
already exiting
simple.
As you do it.
I love to throw that. Well, okay, but I love to throw the name out to impress them.
Oh, I see.
I'm listening to you. You matter to me. I respect you. You're important to me. These are all translations.
In business, it is very effective because it sounds more personable. Like, yes, I cared enough to remember
right.
your name. I guess what I'm saying is,
right,
I don't care.
You don't care. Well, I have Victoria. Nice to meet Victoria. I'm like, oh, look at them. They really paid attention.
Yeah,
I like
impressive.
That.
It's
it
impressive.
Does.
It is
it
impressive.
It matters to
it's
me.
It's like when you go to a cocktail lounge.
Right.
A mixer
a lounge,
lounge.
A lounge.
A
Why
lounge.
Why is it a cocktail lounge? What do you do in a lounge? You drink.
No, you can lie down on a chair.
It's a spa, like a spa.
Yeah, but
like
it's not
spas.
A spa, it's a
I
bar.
Can't afford a spa. Or
All right,
a bar.
Go to a bar. Go to a bar. And the bartender comes over and says, hi, I'm Jack. I'll be your server today.
Oh, they always do that.
Yeah.
They want a bigger tip.
Yes,
there's
they
a
do.
Purpose. There's a purpose.
There's purpose behind every familiar conversation.
An agenda even, yes.
There is. So I get that. But when I get up and I leave and they say, good seeing you, Ron, I do feel like,
See?
Yes.
Exactly.
All they did was look at my credit card receipt and got my first name off of it is all they're doing.
You're so cynical, just like me.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
doing that forever. I'm taking credit cards yeah. all day long at work.
Yeah.
If I see someone, I might want to know a name. He looks like he's wanted by the yeah. law. Who is this guy? Yeah. Better be Googling him later.
You know what does really shock me, though?
What?
If you go to a restaurant, these servers, see, I was being very politically correct.
Exactly.
These servers are incredibly intelligent.
No.
Their memories are amazing.
Yeah,
I can rattle off like what I want for lunch, and they repeat it back to me with all the specifics. That's one thing, because that was immediate.
Mental training.
Yeah. But if I go into a bar and I have a cocktail.
A drink.
A drink. Thank you.
You know, let's all dumb
right?
it down for
And
everyone.
I haven't been in for 3 weeks.
Right.
And I walk in again.
And they remember
and,
you?
And I sit down and they say, you have any usual?
Screwdriver? Yeah, whatever.
I mean, like, how could you? You yeah. see, like, hundreds of people in the space of 3 weeks. You remembered my drink?
I do. And let me tell you why.
That is freaky.
I work
to
in
me.
The same kind of industry as
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh huh.
I was gone for half a month.
Yes.
Same people coming back in. I know exactly what to get ready
how?
On the shelf.
How?
And this isn't more than one person. This is a bunch of people.
How?
I know. You like the peppermint schnapps. You
yeah.
like the coffee brandy.
Yeah.
But we all know it. Everyone that works there does the same thing. I watch it happen. They know just as much as I know. I might not even know as much as they know because they've
thing?
Been doing it longer.
Is it a thing?
You just know the face and you know what they want. The
wow.
cigarettes, you pull them down.
Wow.
This and that, you know.
Wow.
You just know.
And they do
it's
feel
easy.
Like, they do feel special.
They keep coming back, right, because they know this is their joint
it's
and they
their
know
place.
We hook them up.
Yep.
If they're short, few cents, whatever,
yep.
dude, we got it.
Wow.
Some people say, well, I'll go back to my car for 50 cents. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
It's a comfortable
yes.
place. No
yes.
judging.
50 cents is a lot. I would make them go in the car.
I don't know. Depends yeah. on who it is and what's
I
going
guess,
on.
I
and
guess.
They're a regular.
I
they've been coming in
good.
For years,
I
every
guess.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it amazing. These people have all their brain cells.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about her before, Mary Lou Henner from Taxi. Do you remember this conversation?
Oh, yeah. She's got things going on.
And you've got a little bit of that in
too.
You.
I do, too. Right. I
but
get it.
But she is like... She's like
phenomenal.
Scary.
Yeah, phenomenal. Yeah, yeah. I know.
She'll remember what she had for breakfast on November 10th, 1992.
That's a form of autism, actually, is what it is.
It should be.
It is. It's they used to call it idiot savant.
Yes.
But idiot was like a bad term.
Bad term.
You know, it still is.
Yeah.
So that now they're autistic savants.
That doesn't sound better to me. Autistic is
Rain
not
Man.
A
Rain Man.
All right, fine. It's, that's not
he was
even
a savant.
I don't even like the rain.
They
part.
Can. Well, that's because his name was Raymond.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what he could say when he was all a baby. Right. Tom Cruise.
Okay. Did not see that movie because I thought it was.
Oh, I love that
uncomfortable.
Movie. No, it's great.
I didn't like
and,
it.
And yeah, he you know like he could math that. In his head and do all these things, and that's one of the things that the, right. these savants have. It's a talent. It's great. I think
it's an ability.
But they're it's also ability. Very and usually introverted.
Well, Mary Lou Henner doesn't seem to be.
No.
She seems rather completely normal.
Right.
But it can freak one out.
Right.
To
I love
be
it.
Next
if
to
I
someone
was, yeah,
like
I
that.
Wish I could find someone that would do that stuff. And was
Ooh.
And it would be like, Ooh. Such a conversation would be so interesting.
You have a little bit of that.
I do.
Not to the point, perhaps, of remembering how your eggs
right.
were cooked.
But it's an oracle type thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you
seeing
do
the future
have that.
And
yeah.
I know how things are going to go, and people don't. They go, yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
Right, and then they do go that way, and you...
Oh, you just got lucky. It's fine. She had a 50-50 chance.
You don't brag about
Everyone
your
Everyone qualifies
oracle,
it.
But you're not an oracle in your face.
I don't collect any money. I don't read palms.
No,
I don't do cards.
You don't do
Whatever.
Cards.
Talk to me, and you'll find out.
Yeah, you don't
or
do
Or don't,
carbs.
And you won't. I don't
no.
like carbs.
Yeah.
But they're good for you. Good
Stay
for
away
me.
From
I
the
need
carbs.
I need to work out, so
Stay away from carbs.
Very weak. Strong mind, weak body. You can't have both.
I'm on my 9,000th week of promising myself I'm going to eat correctly.
You sound like Buffon now. He thinks he wants to be a vegan for two reasons. What are the two reasons?
I will tell you what they are because I am Buffon conscious.
Okay, what are they?
I'm the same as him in this sense.
You are. Go ahead.
Number one, it is a crying shame to eat animals or anything with a face.
You got it. Exactly. That's one of them.
Number two, why not eat healthy
exactly.
and only put
you
healthy
nailed
things
it.
In your
Absolutely
body?
Absolutely nailed it, Ron. Yeah. That's the two reasons he really wants to be a vegan. He doesn't know if he can accomplish it.
I get him because I feel the same
right,
way.
Right, right.
It is impossible to do if you enjoy food a lot and
yes.
you've been used to
and
eating
he does.
Food all your
He's
life.
He's grilling his every day. Yes. So what's he going to do?
I'm sure Buffren agrees with me here. It is, I put on pedestals people that can say, I'm going to do this for these reasons, and I'm doing it, and they do.
A morally conscious reason.
Those people belong on pedestals more than statues do, because
and there's a lot of
that
them.
Is phenomenal.
Right, yep.
I respect that self-discipline so much.
Right. And that's as far as it goes.
That was the end of my conversation. But I've been struggling with that ever since I interviewed PETA on this show
like 30 years ago. Oh, God, those people, though, I don't know. They're a little out there.
But they're right.
I don't
they're
know.
They're right.
In some stuff.
They
in some
are
regards.
Right.
They're
all,
left, actually.
In all regards, they are correct. Now, then I watch animal documentaries.
Oh,
and
no,
I
see,
don't
want to do that.
Well,
That's
no,
sad
because
to me.
Animals eat animals. That's how they survive.
Okay.
That is the
Circle
natural.
Of life.
Yes.
Sure. Elton John wrote a song.
So that's the other side of the coin because that's what we do.
Sure.
We as animals eat other animals.
Right.
I get that. But our brains have developed to the point where that's bothersome for some of us, where animals, tigers don't say, how can I do this to this poor deer?
Yeah,
they don't have
instinctual.
That. They don't have
right.
that in their heads.
No,
human
it's no logic.
Beings do, except for hunters and butchers. But then if they weren't around,
They're
how, could,
an en-
how
right?
could I enjoy my meat?
Right.
So it's a very confusing thing.
It is.
And it is wrong, and Pete is correct. And I'm a Peter, actually. Is
I know. Good guy.
Right.
Just bought a motorcycle.
but anyway.
But you have to substitute. If you wipe out meat.
Correct.
You got to get some kind of protein.
Correct.
So you're looking at beans.
Yeah. Well, I'm smelling beans.
Amino acids, in other words.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
You know.
Beans, for most people, are not a friendly thing atmospherically.
Well, I don't even need the beans. I'm just I float on my own little cloud.
you're as high Bart on says, life. Yeah.
You know, space
but ghost. you do need protein.
Yeah. So they say. So they tell me. Well, look at me. I'm wasting away. I already lost 5 pounds in the last month. Seriously, can you notice it? Do you see it?
No, because you have clothes on.
No, but I mean drawn. My face a little drawn.
No, I'm sorry. No. I mean, I'll be honest with you. No.
Okay. Then that's probably good. I don't want to appear gaunt or drawn.
Have you been doing that on purpose?
No.
I see.
I'm not well.
I see.
I don't feel well.
All right.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I just go with it. You know what? If people say, how can you be in pain for so long? I'll tell you. And now, a lot of people are in pain. You don't even know. Because
most people are, if you talk to them.
And not just emotional pain, but physical pain.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you sort of absorb it, and it becomes how you deal with things, and you just embrace it. It's part of your life.
Right.
But I always like to think, you know what? Maybe it's preparing me for something really bad down the road, like I'm going to break a leg or something bad, and I'll be like, well, that's okay, because I've been in pain right along. I can handle this pain, break my neck, whatever. I can handle it, whatever's coming, because I'm preparing.
Okay, see, I do not. All right. That's not my philosophy. My philosophy is if you have pain, arthritis, acidic digestive problems, whatever the case may be, that the lesson is that's uncomfortable. It was more uncomfortable than when I was a young adult.
Right,
but I should be thankful that that's all I have.
And then you just
leave it at that.
Right.
As opposed to saying, watch out, here comes a big one now. And I don't think it works like that.
Maybe not.
No.
But I tend to be ramping myself up for maybe something horrific to happen.
No.
Then I'll be okay.
No.
When the kidnappers come, you know.
No, this is your sacrifice.
Oh, right.
This is your sacrifice.
An emotional pain is like, I always just think, which is worse, emotional or physical? And they keep like, one surpasses the other. They go back and forth.
I would assume.
And I used to think emotional pain was so much worse because it's debilitating and it takes your whole being from you. But then you have some physical pain and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I can keep going on like this. So I get Dr. Kevorkian. I get him.
Mm.
You know, rest in
peace.
But I mean, if you're in physical pain like that, what is quality of life? You're wasting away.
That's very true.
They should be those rights in every state. I'm sorry to be able to end your own life if you're in that kind of pain and suffering. What kind of God or government makes you want to go on like that? It's a personal decision.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you.
All right, so let's get going with that.
I think what they're saying is you should be of sound mind to make that decision.
Who's to judge?
That's the problem. But I think that would be more palatable. But there's no question that if we have the right for a woman to abort for whatever reason, then we should certainly have the right for a human being to abort their life.
Well, if you're just having a bad day, dude, get over it. But if you're having a string of physical ailments...
See, but now you're making a judgment as to...
I have to on that level. You can't just say, okay, I want to die today, and then you die. That doesn't make sense. It has to be some sort of history of anything.
Well, that's true. But that's the problem, is how do you regulate whether that's okay to do it? Because you're saying
over time.
Yeah. Well, you're saying in one sense that, you can't do that.
Unless
you have a reason.
Because if it's one day, if this person's been in a hospital for years,
who judges
or sick,
how many years it is? It gets difficult.
Well, then that's you got to factor that in, though.
Yeah, I know.
There should be a thing going on.
And in many cases, there are. When we hit a vegetative state.
Oh, sure.
Maybe that's not questioned at all.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah. I like where you're going with that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a difficult thing.
Such a happy show. Yeah. I always bring up the best in everybody.
Yeah, you kind of do. Well, you got to make people think.
Meatballs. That's another. You got to make meatball think. Rod, I'm going to catch as much as you're going to catch. You know who you're dealing with right now? Yeah. I am always on my game man.
I know, because you got that Mary Lou Henner memory going.
I got the thing going. It's not going to,
Yeah.
You know what else I say? Market basket. Market.
Oh, that's really the only time you have an accent from Massachusetts.
I said it by accident about a month ago, and my boyfriend will not. He's going to drop it, because I'm going to drop him. If he says market basket one more time. You know what? I laughed at first. It was funny. I misspoke.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a moment.
Yeah.
I usually say market basket, but I went market, like I'm some from the Bronx, market basket. Stop it. I just want to get that out there because I've had it in my phone to talk about and it's done. It's over.
All right. Thank you, Tori.
Got to leave them laughing, Ron. Mic drop out.
Oh, wow. You dropped a lot of mics today. Thank God they're not mine.
No.
All right. She's Tori Lagarde, joins us on Monday. This has been a Monday. She joined us. We wish you peace.